Let's go. Here we go. We're learning tonight with the Halakha Rebbe, the Greiser Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Lehman Shlita. Rabbi Shaul Lehman Shlita, for those who don't know in the audience, we have an audience over here. We have millions of people listening in to the shiur tonight live.
Please.
Dav Halacha Beis, over here, Dav Chof Aleph on the Beis. Koyam Hashem. Koyam Hashem. Koyis over the Hay, not with an Aleph. Koy mit the Hay, not mit an Aleph. Halacha, the Mishnah here says, once we find the halacha, Gimel, let me go find the Mishnah. One moment, please, to find the place. Here we go, Pareches. Okay, let's put on the Pareches. The Pareches that was before the Ulam, Shnit Meis Havlar HaToma. Okay, the Pareches that became Temple HaToma in the base of Migdash, but the Ulam, what is the Lord of the Lord? Ma'at Bilinah Sabafnim. They would be titled the Fnim Umachnisin Oysam Yad, and they would put it back up in this place immediately. Why? Because since the Parech is not Bavlar HaToma, so therefore it does not need Har HaShemesh. Bavlar HaToma means it was a Rishon. So Mel the Parech is a Sheni. So you title the Parech, so therefore it was the Bavlar HaToma. It's called a Rishon. The Bavlar HaToma is a Rishon, and now the Parech becomes a Sheni. So Mela, all you need to do is be told in the mikvah. You do not need to have hair of shemesh. Vaita. But let's say shenitmeis ba'avatoma. Let's say the pareches was nitma ba'avatoma. Then mat bilnas abchutz. You're not toivled in the azara. You have to take it outside of the azara, because even after you toivled, it remains in the state of tumah until this hair of shemesh, and you don't want to be mashe in the azara. Toma, so you have to take it outside of the azara. Matlos abuchutz v'shoychin oisa, you would spread it out b'chel outside the ezras mashim b'nei shitzricha harav shemesh. Now, im hoisa chadosha, let's say it was new, and the people did not see shoychin oisa gavu itzdeba. No work they should hear a mess malachta she no ah. Yeah, chiddish, tremendous chiddish. Murder gazach. If it was old, everyone knows what it looks like already. So therefore, there's no need to display it. But if it's new and the people have not yet seen its beauty, so then they would spread it out on the itzba, the platform, by the chairs. So people should see. They should pass by and take pictures, take videos, and send WhatsApps and texts and alakut zachin to show the beauty of the pareches. Okay, this is the makar why today we have a minik of a bibel pareches. Yeah, you're always supposed to spend a lot of money. People have a bibel pareches, a mantle. You see, it's all rooted in the Gemara. I will show Lina, you may put yourself on mute a little bit because there's a lot of very disturbing sounds that are coming through.
First, but the cool about it's all from the Torah.
Alts from the Torah. Rabba Nishimain Ben Gamliel Oimer Mishim Pareches Oivya Tefach. The thickness was one tefach. Okay, because the chutin were very thick. It's a very incredible thickness. It's like ropes. It was thick one tefach. It's massive. Okay, Al Shivim Ushtaim Nimin. Each chut was made from 72 strings. Nereges Al kol nima v'nima, eshem v'yarbochut. Now each, again, there are 24 strings, and each string in and of itself had 24. So what is, you know how to multiply numbers in your head? What is 24 multiplied by 72?
24 times 72?
Yeah.
1728.
You did it in your head right now?
No, I have a calculator.
How much 17?
1728.
So 72, that means that each chut of the pareches had 1728 strands. Because since there was 72 nim, and each of the nim was made of 24. So 24 times 72, that's how many strands there were in the pareches. Okay, what were the dimensions? It was eshim v'arbah chutin. Fine, 24, fine. Arka. The length was arboam a'amwa v'rachba eshim, because that was the size of the door. The ulam was, the dimensions of the ulam was 40 by 20. And they were riboy. There were 82 young ladies. I'm sorry. It was made 82,000. 82 times 10,000. Umishmoinim ushtayim riboy. From 82 times 10,000. Hoysanases. Why? Ushtayim oisim cholshana. And they made two each year. Ushloish meos kechanim matbilin oisa. Okay, so they made this poriches, they made two of them a year. Each year they made two of these curtains, these divisions. And there were 300 kohanim that would dip it when it was tummy, would dip it in the mikvah. Now that's a guzma, right? It's not a guzma. If you make a calculation, this is a famous var from the Gra, I think. If you make a calculation, you can fit exactly 300 hands around the perimeter. I don't know the calculation. It was 20 by 40. How many tefachim are there? How many tefachim are there by 20 by 40? 20. In each amma, there are 5. So what's 5? Well, you want to do the math? 5 times 20 is how much? 5 times 20 is how much? 100. Correct?
Right.
That's on one side. On the bottom side is another 100. That's 100 hands. Now, what about those 40? 40 times 5 is what? Is 200. 200, so that's 400. 400, 500, 600. So you can fit 600 hands around the parochas. A person, the last that I found out, there's a reputation that a person has two hands. So they're exactly 300 kohanim can hold the parochas if they're holding it in every single mashu. You hear the word?
Wow.
Because it's 40 by 20. 20, to review Nachamal, 20, an amma is 5 tvachim. So 20 times 5 is 100. 100 on the top, 100 on the bottom. 40 times 5 is 200. 200 on one side, 200 on the other side. That's 200, 200 is 400. 400, 500, 600, 300 kohanim, each of them has two hands. That's how you get 300 kohanim are able to toivel the parochas. Good?
Wow.
I think the Gros says this. The Vilna Goyin. The Goyin, if I'm not mistaken, Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, Omar, Ilusin, says in the Mishnah that every Nima had 24 chutin. There were 72 Nimais. And every Nima had 24. So our Rebbe said 17, what did you tell me? 17 something? You told me some number. 17 something? When you multiply these two numbers together, you get a Groisa number. A Groisa, the GDP, the Groisa domestic product. So the Gemara over here is Ilo Amar Chut. If it only say the positive measure like a Chut, then it would be Echad Kafol L'Shnayim. If the Torah would say, let me read the pasuk. The pasuk over here says V'yosisa Foreches Techeles V'Argamon V'Salashoni V'Sheish Chut. If the pasuk would just say that you should have Echad, then Kafol L'Shnayim, you double it over. Now Shazur. But it's not what it says. It says in the pasuk v'sheish mosh zor. If it would say the word shazor, hayisim efarish l'shloish achutin. 3. But now it says none of the above. It says l'sheish v'sheish mosh alutimem. That means l'shisha. Arba mikan. 4. It says 6. Of each type. How many types? How many types were of chutin were there? There was zahav. There was talashani. There was Techeles, and there was Argamon. So that's 6 times 4 equals 24. Ha, Esh and Yarbo.
What's gold? What was it? Strand of gold, no?
Strand of gold was inside. Yeah, right. Techeles, Argamon, Telashani, and Argamon.
28 altogether.
No, it says 24. It says 24, it says. Because the gold... The gold went inside. The gold was part of each one of them. It wasn't separate. The gold was a chelik of the 6. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Maybe the parochus was different. Maybe that was only in other parts. Let's see what it nachum. Let's see what it says in nachum. Let's see over here. It says no. Maybe you're right. That's the next amount of amar. Maybe that's the next opinion. What you're saying over here is weiter. You're saying weiter. The halakha rebbe Rabbi Sholim is saying when it says the gemara weiter. Right now the boy is in the 24. 24 means only four types. We're not. There's no gold. No gold. There is Techeles, Argomon, Telashani, and Argomon. Four types. And it says in the pasuk, it says Sheish, Linen, Mosh, Zor. Wait, they cannot be there. Let's chaz. Ilam Achut, if we say Chut, then it'll be one. It'll be double over into two. But it doesn't say, it's then if the next word would be, it would say Shazur. That would make it into three. But it doesn't say that. It says the word Mosh, Zor. So therefore, going up three madrigot, it could have said chut. Instead, it could have then said shazur, and then it says marzor. So each time we double it, each word doubles from one to two, two to four, two goes to three. No, two goes to three, and three then goes to four. So then three goes to six. I don't know how you go through these numbers like that. Here we learn it was going to be a total of six arba. There were four different types of materials. It comes out, there's going to be 24. Okay, weiter. Tell me the Brisa. Shloisha Stein. This Madam says it was 32. Each Chut had 32, not 24. Not like what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't do with 24. This opinion says they were 32. How do you get this? Ilam Arvus in the Pasuk. Echad Kafal Shnayim. Now that it says Shazur, it's Larba. Marzor, so the first one goes to two. Shazur is we're doubling. We're multiplying. 1 to 2, 2 to 4, and 4 to 8. Marzor, Lishmoina. And there are 4. 8 times 4 equals 32. Next, Mandiyama. Tana Arba Mishmoina, 48. How do you get 48? Ilam Achut, it'll be 1 to 2. Now, this Mandiyama says there's another word the Pasuk should have really said in between. The Pasuk should have said the word Kalia. Kalia means woven. And Kalia, we go from Chut to two, Kalia, but this man there is backtracking. And he's saying that the Kalia would be three, Shloisha. Then it says Shazur Shisha, Marzar is 12. 12 times four is?
48.
Is 48. L'shnei Masa, Arbom Mikan, therefore, Arbom Tzmanya, Usamanya. Next. Cause of Echad, one pasuk says Maaseh Rokeim. The Cause of Echad, one says Maaseh Chosheif. So what is it? Is it embroidery or is it Chosheif? Chosheif, so how do you answer the Gemara? It says, the Gemara answers, Maaseh Rokeim means, it means a parts of Echad, it means one parts of. Maaseh Chosheif means, it was Shnei Partsufim, two Partsufim. Rabbi Reb Nechem, Yechadim was his Maisa, so the other words, Maisa Roke means it was one Paratzuf, and Maisa Choshev is teaching you it should have a double Paratzuf, it's Shnei Paratzuf, it's two faces. What does that mean exactly? I don't know, the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nechem, to explain what this means, Chadim, one explains the meaning as follows, Maisa Roke, Adi Mikan, V'cholot Mikan, a lion on one side, and blank on the other side. Now that it says Maaseh Choshev, Ari Mikan, Vari Mikan, you had it designed in such a way, which means a line on one side and a line on the opposite side. And you have to be Choshev, you have to make calculations. You have to be brilliant in order to go and to do the embroidery work in such a way that it's going to come out on both sides and Ari. The Chorona Omar, the other opinion says, excuse me, the Choron Omar Maaseh Rokeim means Ari Mikan Vari Mikan. When it says the Maaseh Choshev, it means Ari Mikan V'Nesher Mikan. Okay, it's a great madrega to create a different surah. It's one Chochma to create an Ari Mikan Vari Mikan. It's a Gresra Chochma to make an Ari Mikan and a Nesher Mikan. Weiter. Next. It says Vishmoin Mushtaim Ribochai Sanases. Okay, it was made with Shmoin Mushtaim Ribochai Sanases, 82,000 multiplied by 10. And when it says 82 multiplied by 10, what does that mean? Let's go back. What does that mean exactly? I told you, Skutin? Can't be that. I mean, it means young girls. I always thought it meant young girls. Shidduchim.
Yeah.
Let me go back. It says over here back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Umishmarim Mishnaim Riboy Mishmoin and Meas Eshim Elif Chutin Ois Namalif. That's Rashi. Behavi Sham Lishna Achlina Rivois Naarois. Young girls. 82 times 10,000. What does that equal?
820,000
young girls would participate in the making of the Parochas. Can that possibly be? And according to the first opinion, Rashi, it was made from 820,000 chutin. Can that possibly be? Zokt the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a guzma. This is an exaggeration. I lost the place. 1 second. Give me 1 second. Where's the place over here? 1 second, please. It says it was made from Shmim Shem Ribachos and Nases. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Biznak Vishem Shmuel Guzma. This is a Guzma. An exaggeration. Vaita. Tana and Taninim. There we learned Pam Pamayim Hoysa Pamim Hoya Aleha Kishlesh Meoskur. This refers to the ashes. The ashes on the surface of the Mizbeach, sometimes there was so much ash when there were many karbonos that the volume of the ash was equal to 300 kor. Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Bun B'Shem Shmuel Guzma, it's a Guzma. I remember hearing from this that goes back many, many years ago, made a calculation, that's exactly how much kor can fit on the surface of the Mizbeach from corner to corner. In other words, the Mizbeach, I don't know, I don't remember this. There's a person's name, I'm sure you can probably know about, he has the Daf Yomi on the internet, he was the first one, Kornfeld. His name is Kornfeld. I forgot his name. There are a whole bunch of brothers in Eretz Yisrael. The Kornfeld brothers, they're all geniuses. They're Rabbanim. They're Gedolei Yisrael. So one of the Kornfelds, he made a Daf Yomi Institute from the first people going back, Mamash, taking me back over here to a Friedrich Gador. Those days that I had hope, I used to be a very different person. I felt much better. I don't feel like I feel today. And the Rebbe gave this incredible drasha. I don't remember what it was, from a person there who told him what this Gemara means, what it means a guzma, and it's not a guzma. I mean, it's a guzma in the sense that it's not necessarily it happened, but theoretically it could happen. If you make the calculation, that's exactly the amount of ash that can be filled on the entire surface of the Mizbeach. He had a beautiful calculation where it comes out to exactly this number, just like I told you that Olivart, when it says about the Kohanim, there were 300 Kohanim that dipped it, because you can fit exactly 600 hands, and each Kohen has two hands, so it's exactly in Echrami, it's exactly, there are 300 Kohanim. Do they actually have 300 Kohanim dipping it? Lav Dafka, you don't need so many, but theoretically, if you wanted to go and have 300 Kohanim dip it, they can do it, because you can fit 300 hands around it. Right, next Mishnah. Besar kachik lashem shlima ben davatuma bein vavaratuma bein b'fnim b'chutz b'shamayoyim rima kol yisadif b'fnim. You hear Maisa? Besar kachik lashem is burnt immediately. We're inside the Beis Hamikdash. Chutz mishnit b'avatuma chutz. The only time you're going to burn kachim outside the Beis Hamikdash, only when it's going to be the meat that came in contact with an avatuma. So then it's a real tuma. It's a real tumma, then you have to take it outside the Beis Hamikdash. But let's say that it gets contaminated with a Vlad HaTumma. A Vlad HaTumma is only Midr Rabbanan. A Vlad HaTumma, I don't think it's a Tumma Deraisa, and maybe it is, I don't know, but it's a lighter tumma. I'm not exactly sure of the parameters over here. But the Mishnah says that it's a Vlad HaTumma, then you burn inside the Beis Hamikdash. When it's an Ava Tumma, you burn it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, HaKol Yisadei V'chutz, Alts. Alts. Everything has to be burned outside the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Chutz mishnidma bevlad atoma befnim. The only thing is a vlad atoma inside. Then, akosa bevim chutz. Okay. chosim shnei mevlad tum b'fnim sheyesh v'shnei ma'alis. Number one is it's not tum chamura, and number two, the tumah was b'fnim. So since it became tummy on the inside, then we'll make them. Because if you came tummy on the inside, then there's ground to say that you should be burned on the inside. But when it became tummy on the outside, you burn on the outside. Okay, let's go weiter. Weiter, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Rabbi Kiva Mer, he says, "Mekayim to Masa Sham Sreifasai." Another rule: if it got tummy inside, you burn it inside. Got tummy outside, outside. Okay, we have four different opinions here in the Gemara. Keneged v'yitzesi v'yitzalti v'gualti v'lokachti. Keneged the arbabonim. Keneged the four somethings.
The four kaises.
Okay, four different opinions. Benogea. Kadoshim becoming tame in the Beis Hamikdash, b'fnim b'chutz, and what are the variables? The variables are b'fnim b'chutz. Number two is avatama v'ladatama, and all the possible permutations of these two variables is going to be machloikis tanoim as to where you're going to burn the kachin. Vaita bar kapora mar. Bar kapora says avatama d'advar toira, v'ladatama b'devrayim. Oh. We're coming out to the Fataych, the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah, Avatoma, what do we mean, Avatoma? We mean over here, Natoma Deraisa. When it says, Vladatoma, we mean Natoma Derabonon. So we understand the Tanakam, that's why he says that if it's an Avatoma Arois from the Beis Medrash. If it's a Vladatoma, Midrabon, you can burn the Beis Hamikdash. That's what he says, Midrabon. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Zed, Vartoira. He disagrees. An avatama is talking about a sheretz, and a vladatama means it's the second level. The sheretz touched the piece of food, and the food touched the kachim. So it's talk of vlad, but the source of the tumah is both cases tumah deraisa. Vaita v'kasha Rabbi Yochanan ad beshah al beshamai de beshamayim hakol zem b'fnim. Everything is burned on the inside. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all deraisa. Beshamai says, "Hakol nisar b'fnim b'chutz b'shenit, ma b'yavatom b'chutz, ma bein avatom b'chutz, ma bein vladatom b'chutz, v'chi v'zev lo dvar Torah." So therefore, he has a kasha. According to the Halakha Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that avatom and vladatom are deraisa, how then can Beshamai say that if it's a vladatom, you can burn it inside? It's tuma deraisa. And the assumption is if it's a tumah deraisa, you're not allowed to be mashe tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. V'iskadishtem v'isem kedoshim. You can't go burn tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama that says that what does avatam v'latumah mean, tumah deraisa and tumah midrabanan? Nope. If it's only tumah midrabanan, we understand why we can make it, we can burn inside the Beis Hamikdash. If you go to the Tanakh over here and it says avatam v'latumah, if we're dealing with deraisa, how can you be make it? So if we have a kasha, that's the kasha. V'afilu the beisil loy makshia. Now the Gemara goes weiter that v'afilu al the beisil loy makshia. Frank the Gemara the beisil lo ma kol yisar b'chutz chutz min mashin b'vatum b'fnim ma bein vatum b'fnim b'ma bein avtum b'fnim zed zed ataru. So the Gemara is a kasha that why is Rabbi Yochanan only asking the kasha on Beshamai? Rabbi Yochanan says that both are an avad over the raisa, he should have the zilba kasha on Beshilo. That's Mar's kasha. Nachum gafu al the Beshilo loy loy mikashia? Question mark. Isn't it a kasha Beshilo? Because Beshilo makol yisar, the Beshilo says a kol yisar b'chutz, everything's burning, going to be burned outside. Chutz mash nitma b'vladatama b'fnim. Why? But if it's a tumah deraisa, ma bein vladatama b'fnim, ma bein avatama b'fnim, zeh lo dvar Torah hu. So therefore, because of this kasha, you have to say that an avatama is min haTorah. Because of this kasha, okay, it has to be male that they disagreed. That's why the Rabban, that's why Lahavi Barabban El Al Dibra Al Bakar Par. Fine. Okay, wait. So therefore that's a kash. Therefore that's why this Rabbi Yochanan's Mahalik is difficult. And therefore the Gemara seems to prefer the approach of Bar Kapara, who says that Av Atum is Daraisa and Vlad Atum is
I don't think he has to come on to Vlad as Daravana. I think it's also Daraisa.
According to Bar Kapara, everything makes sense. Because according to Bar Kapara, when it says in the Mishnah Av Atum means Daraisa, when it says Vlad Atum means Daravana. So then that's why there's grounds to be lenient to burn something inside the Azara. Because according to that's why there are grounds to burn something inside of the Azara. But if you're going to look like Rabbi Yochanan that says that Avatam and Vlamtam are both the Araisa, why in the world should we ever be makel to allow someone to burn Kachem inside the Beis HaMikdash using Mashe Tuma in the Makam Kodosh? It's not logical on a Araisa level. So therefore, the Gemara at this moment in time prefers the Perish of Bar Kapara that when it says in the Mishnah, Av Atoma means Daraisa. Av, when it says Vlad Atoma means Midrabana. Vaita. Loi Havi Barabon El Al Dvar Kapara. It's right, the Gemara. Why did the Gemara ask Akasha on Bar Kapara? And say as follows, the Kosh Dvar Kapara of the Beshamai. Because what did Beshamai say? According to Bar Kapara, when it says Av Atoma means Daraisa, Vlad Atoma is Midrabana. But even the Rabbanon, even Beis Shammai allows to be burnt inside. Let's see. The Beis Shammai says, HaKol Yisrael B'fnim Chutz Mishnigma B'Ava Toma B'Chutz. Oh, but Ma'bein, but let's say Ma'bein Ava Toma B'Ein B'Chutz L'Bein B'fnim. V'zev Zev Lo Yidvar Torah Hu. What's going on over here? Even according to Beis Shammai, Shammai says that you can burn an avatoma if it became tame inside. But if an avatoma is a tuma de oiraisa, yeah? If an avatoma is a tuma de oiraisa, then you should not be allowed to burn it bifnim, no matter what.
Right.
No matter what. Just because it got tame inside, that's not an excuse. So the Gemara says, begin the Rabbi Akiva Amar Mekoyma Mokam Tumosa Shante Srefasai. I have an answer for you. The answer is because even though Takut's Daraisa, there's another principle that's at play over here. And the principle that's at play over here is this Yisoid is the Mokam of the Tuma. The Mokam of the Tuma is the determining factor of where it should be burnt. That's an important principle. The makom of the tuma is the determining principle of where it should be burnt. Vaita. V'afilu, ferdik ma'afilu al the Beis Hillel, loy mekashya. But there's no question on Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, according to Bar Kapara, Beis Hillel omar, akol yisoreif bachutz, chutz mishnig ba'vlada tuma b'fnim. Ma bein vlada tuma bein b'fnim b'fnim b'chutz. Zen Zilla with the Rainbow. The Gemara says, begin because Rabbi Shimon Omar Machol and Mashko Shal Mitzora Mishtach and Chutz to Shalosh Machanes. So here's the question. The question was, what's going on according to Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, a Vlad Atoma that became Tamei inside has. Beis Hillel says, a Vlad Atoma that became Tamei outside must be taken outside. Why? If according to Bar Kapara, a Vlad Atoma is only a Tuma Midrabanan, what is so terrible of burning the Vlad Atoma in the Azara? It's only a Tuma Midrabanan. Burn it inside. So the Gemara now says a new Yesait, a new principle that we never heard before. And this principle is Dvarim Sha'olam, Dvarim Ha'olam B'rumay Sha'olam. This, if you only came today, the Shia just this, it was Dayenu. Ilu, Ilu, Hotzion, what's over here? It says the verses of Shimon, the Guz of the Dinner of Shimon and Shimon. I bet you most people don't even never heard this halacha. And that is Macholoi Umashkoi Shol Mitzoyra Mishtalchin Chutz L'Sholesh Machemais. This is Nogeya Halacha L'Maisa for this week's parsha. Did you know that this week's parsha is Tazria Mitzoyra? And it says over here the Chiddush that we know that the Mitzorah is Bodod Yeshev Michutz LaMachaneh Moshavai. The Mitzorah has to be sent out to Gimel Machaneh. What about the food items or the objects which the Mitzorah contaminated? Do they also need to be packaged up and shipped out in the moving truck Chutz L'Gimel Machaneh together with the Mitzorah? I suggest that tonight, after the shiur, you go to Avenue M and you stop people on the street and you ask them this question. What's the halacha b'nogei ha-mitzorah? If he touches food items in his home before the kohen declares him, and after the kohen declares him tameh, and after he declares him tameh, he happens to touch food or something, and it's now become tameh, do they also need to be sent chutz l'gimel machanites like the mitzorah? What's the halacha? Is it only the mitzvah alein, the guf alein, he is at the end of a chefza, but the food that he touched and the mashka that he touched, they do not need to be sent chutz to gilmachanis. They're tame. No, they're tame, but not or not. So he says, machole mashka shal mitzvah, or mashal chutz l'sholosh machanis. And therefore, we say just like when it comes to that, they have to be sent to chutz l'sholosh machaneh. So too, if a vlada tuma becomes tame outside, and the vlada tuma is taken inside, it's a tuma midrabanan. We still have to send the tuma midrabanan outside, because why? How? What's the longest? I'm going to read over here from the parish. Okay, macholim shenitmu al yedei mitzora ein machnis nasam l'sach machnas elchein mishadim mechutz l'machaneh l'chein. Gam masha nidma bevara to mechutz, ein machlis nasa li sof ifnim, mikavon shalafit das bakapar, buvonim dirai beis shamayi, beis salil, kishnis, barish, lochein denacham, rak lefi das rabbi yechonon. Therefore, according to bakapar, buvonim dirai beis shamayi, beis salil, that's why they did not like rabbi yechonon. Alright, so he's saying a chiddush, that we're making an analogy, just like the food items of the Mitzorah are not allowed, have to also leave, even though they're not the primary, so too, the Vladatam, which only Midrabanan, if it got Tomei from outside, has to go back outside. I don't understand the analogy. I understand the Halacha, but I don't understand the analogy. So let me look at the footnotes, Tess Nyud over here, it says, Nuva Zokt over here, Perish of Mishulam, no. Mahalach HaSugi, if he perish Talmud Rash Barash. I don't understand the analogy. You understand the analogy over here? It's in your son.
No.
Let's go look over the Tachan Chaditin. Let's see what state of the Tachan Chaditin. The Tachan Chaditin says, as he says over here, begin the Rebbe Shimon, okay? You see, there are two columns in the Taklan Chatin, it's on the right side. Begin the Rebbe Shimon. Hach Garcino, the Rebbe Shimon, Oma, Oichel Mashkin Shal Mitzorah, Ein Mivin Legil Machnes. So here's what he's saying, you don't bring it. Not like what I said. I said that if he's already there, he has to be sent out. Let's say the Mitzorah started out Chutz Migimel Machnes. You're not allowed to take the food that he contaminated and not allowed to bring them in. He says over here, "Ein nivin, you don't bring it l'gimel machnes." Ulahachi mash nidma b'chutz af bevladatuma d'rabon. And therefore, now he's following through. He's coming to make the clinch. He's coming to make the sales pitch now. He's winding up. He's winding up for a home run. Therefore, ulahachi mash nidma b'chutz af bevladatuma d'rabonon ein nivim l'fnim. He's not really explaining very much over here. Rabbi Shimon Zel Loi Motsasi Mikoimai. Along comes the Taklin Chaditin, and he says, I do not know the source for this Rabbi Shimon. I never heard of this before. He's like one of those people in Avenue M that will tell you, I never heard this before. Vinira, Rabbi Shimon Litamei, Ozil Besef Perakam of the Kalim, the Besef, Rabbi Shimon America, Shem Shane Zavais. Venidos, Vyoldos, Nichnosin Laharabayas, Kachso to Mishkavanu Moshavan Kyotse Bohen. Their chairs and their automobiles are like them. They may not come into Yerushalayim. Vyochinami Mitzorah. Likewise, the Mitzorah, the food of the Mitzorah, Echlu Namashkin Shalosh and Nitmu Mimenu. the gears as far mishtalchin shibusha. That's what got me confused, because the gears of the Gemara is you send out, and according to this interpretation, it's not a matter of sending out. It's meaning you don't let in. There's a difference between not letting in and sending out. The imkain af bevladatoma befnim yisorei. Then we should say of latam also yisar bechutz mehai time of yoid shiluach oichun mashkin man shamalei. Whoever heard of this? No one ever heard this taka such a halacha that you have to send out the food of the mitzayra out of gimel to pack it up, have the movers who come to take the cello and bring him into bidud, into the hotel, into the Corona hotel bidud. You never heard they have to take the food with him. You don't take the food. So he's saying over here, he's saying over there, shibush. This halacha, it's nowhere to be found. Doesn't exist halacha. This halacha is it's derived. And the sort of the halacha is that you just not allowed to bring it in. If you have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah, he's outside Gimel Machanos, and the mitzvah touched food, you are not permitted to take the food and bring the food into Gimel Machanos, which is a tremendous chiddush, because in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to have tumah, and you're even allowed to have tumah in the Azara. I'm sorry, in the Harbayis. Machaneh Shechinah, Machaneh Leviyah. There's no halach, there's no tumah allowed. People who are tumah cannot go in there. They're very limited, but they say there's a lot of tumah in Yerushalayim. He's saying a tremendous chiddush. That a mitzora, who's a chutz mihimo machanois, if he now touches food, that food cannot make its way inside. Because if that's where the food derived its tumah, that's where it has to remain. So we're extracting this principle, and we're saying that if a Vlad HaTumah became Tomei outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's only Tumah Midrabanan, it's a lightweight Tumah, if it somehow makes its way inside, I'd always take it back outside. You know why? It had no business being here to begin with. Just like the food of the Mitzorah had no business being here to begin with, so too, this has no business being here to begin with. So if it comes in here illegally, arois from the Beis Medrash, arois, call the police. You call the Haredi police, and you pick up the guy. You take it out. That's what he's saying. That's something along those lines. Next Mishnah. Let's go to now. I think it's the last Mishnah of the Hilgim Selam Shkolim. We're coming down here for the wine now. We're winding up, and we're going to turn the page. We're coming through. I was trying to finish up before Maariv. Next halacha, Evorei. We're up to now the halacha where the limbs of the Tumim, the Maariv, the limbs of the Tumim are put where? On the ramp, on the lower portion of the ramp, on the west side. Okay, the west side, which means it's closer, like the wrong side of the highway. Today, when you go on the highway, which side do you go on the highway? I'm sure when you drive on the highway, you go on the right side. So this is the left side. The Maariv is the left side. They're on the wrong side. When you go and you put in the lower half, the rim is 32 amas. You put the limbs on the lower half, the bottom 16, on the left side. And then the Maariv. Shel Musafim, Nitanim, Bechatzim, Kevin Salata, Bemizrach, on the right side. For the Musaf. Gvaldik. I never knew this. I never knew this. Probably forgot this. Once upon a time, I probably learned this, and I totally forgot. How can you forget? Shikha. Forget everything in life. Forget. How can I forget this? I once learned this. I have no recollection of the chilik between the Talmud and the Musaf. Isn't that terrible? No recollection. I once learned this. Terrible koyach in the world. Koyach shikha. To forget. Yishom lecha. Pen tishkach. Es hadvar mo'ele. I was in violation. Vaita. Shel Rosh Chodashim nitanin al...
The only thing you have to remember is the six
zechiros. The six zechiros. And your wife's name you have to also remember. That's much more important.
And your name.
Nishtar Gesen, when they bury a person, they tell the person, don't forget your name.
Exactly. Exactly.
You think they're going to say that to me when I'm gone? They're going to remind me? I doubt it. The people who died in Quran, they were buried by Goyim. They didn't tell them. The Goyim didn't tell the people when they buried, they remember your name. Vaita. Shal Rosh Chodesh Nitanim Al Karkar Mizbech Milamal Rosh Chodesh Manish. Haint Hayoim. Haint Belnach. The Mazel de Ganach. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Tonight is Iyar. Ani Hashem Roifa Echo. So it says, how's your father doing, by the way? How's your father? Baruch, how's your mother doing? How's your mother?
Baruch Hashem, come a long way, Baruch Hashem.
Amen. V'zoichet to the koich of the baruch of Iyar, ani Hashem reifecha. Vaita. Shall Rosh Chodesh Nitanim al Karkov and Mizbech Malmal. What is the Karkov? The Gemara is going to explain what is the Karkov. The Rosh Chodesh Purim is put on the Karkov of the Mizbech Malmal on the top portion. Vaita. Hashakolim. Okay. Habikurim. Shkolim. The Machsa Shekel. And the Habikurim. The Bikurim. Einoi Noyagin Ella Bifnei Abayis. These two halachas. The mitzvah to give a Machsa Shekel. And the mitzvah to bring bikurim v'hinachta lefnei mizbach Hashem alakecha are only there when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, these two halachas do not apply. Vaita, aval maser dagon. What about giving maser? Giving 10% to the Levi? Maser dagon, maser behema, ubechoros, mehagin, bein b'fnei abayis, bein shol b'fnei abayis. Now who do you give the maser to? You give the maser to the kohen. And you let it get a blemish. It gets a blemish and again the bechor gets to eat it. The miser, you can eat it. You can eat it, but it first has to get a blemish. You have to first count every 10 animals, and you wait for it to get a blemish, and you designate it with the red paint, and then you let it get a blemish, and you can eat it. And likewise, the miser and the bukhar, you give it to the coin after it gets a blemish. But the miser dog, the miser baby, the bukhar is a noyagin being between a bias, bishop of a bias. Hamakish, shalom, you could next. Now, let's say a person is makish, bizman azeh, when there is no base on Migdash, what are you going to do now? If I'm makdish the shekel and I can't go bring a carbon, what do I do? Let's say I'm makdish the kurim. How is that kodesh? I'm assuming it's kodesh. And you're stuck. So what do you do in this car? I guess you have to let it rot. You have to let it rot, bury it, something like that. Rabbi Shimon says, ha'oim if someone says, bikudim kodesh, einim kodesh. Someone says, bikudim kodesh, it's not kodesh. Why is it not kodesh? Because it says in the pasuk, reish bikudim kodesh, the big temple of the Darshan, dafka kozman sheish bais. If there's no bais, it's not in the chal. It says, Reishis Bikurim must have a base Hashem Elokecha. And a male, the pasuk tells you that you can be makdish your fruit all you want. From today until tomorrow, it will not get Kiddusha because there is no Beis HaMikdash. Okay, weiter. The Gemara says, Ezer Kaka. We look over here, they put. Oi. Oi, Gvat. Okay, it says over here in the Mishnah that they put the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodeshim liam chonosot azman kaporo l'chol tolisom. They put the Ivarim of the Musaf where? On the Karkoiv milamala. What's the Karkoiv? What's the Karkoiv? Is there a Karkoiv? On the Mizbech, the Mara says, is there a Karkoiv on the Mizbech? There's an Amma ben Keren, l'Keren. Makan hiluch ragli hakohanim. Okay, between the there was an amma ben karen le karen makan hiluch ragli hakohanim. There was one amma where you were able to walk. It was a passageway where you were able to walk around the mizbeach. There was, you don't just walk in the center. You walk along the edge. That's called the karkos, and that's where they would put. That's where they would put the limbs of the carbon oila and before they were burnt. What's very, very fascinating is that in the Mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a much smaller Mizbech, it says there was a karkoiv along the vertical plane of the Mizbech. That network, karkoiv is like a net. It's like latticework. Latticework, it was like an ornament. The vertical karkoiv of the Mizbech of Moshe became the horizontal platform of the Mizbeach of Shlomo and of the Bayis Sheni. Isn't that amazing? The Kargoyf in the time of Moshe was on the vertical, on the wall of the Mizbech, vertical. And now the Kargoyf is becoming the horizontal surface of the Mizbech where the Kohanim are going to step to walk around to make a hakofa around the Mizbech. Vaita, the Mavia says, Musar Shabbos, Musar Rosh Chodesh, Mik, Vanimus, Tabakasha. Let's say you have two Sifrei Torah. Which one comes first? Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? So what's going to be the obvious answer? Tadir, Vishaina Tadir, Tadir Kodim. You have two Musafim to bring. Which one do you bring first? Musar Shabbos, Musar Rosh Chodesh, Kodim. Or Yiri Yomei, Samar, Samar Mirema. Savar Meimar. Savar Meimar. We wanted to say Musa Shabbos, Musa Rosh Chodesh, Musa Rosh Chodesh Kodim. Because why? Highly, they have more Kedusha. They have more Kedusha. Highly, the Rebbe, Yirmiyah Min Hadah. The Raya comes from this Pasik. Shiru Shal Shabbos, Shiru Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shiru Shal Rosh Chodesh Kodim. So therefore, what was his raya? Chaylei Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Hadah. The chaylei means the strength, the bakor for the chidush. That on Shabbos shechaliyos, when shchoidish shechaliyos b'Shabbos, yimakir first the musaf of Rosh Chodesh is because the shir. Which shir did you sing when it was Rosh Chodesh shechaliyos b'Shabbos? You sang the shir of what? The Shir of Rosh Chodesh. That's what you sang. It comes from Shir Shal Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Yosef Shanya Hi Tamon. It's not a raya. We learned over there, Dem Rabbi Yerachim B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Kedei Lefaris Mo Lodiya Shir Rosh Chodesh. That's not a kash, not a raya. The only reason why, when it came to the Shir, did they sing the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh before the Shir Shal Shabbos? It was in order to be mefarsem, the Velt should know that today is Rosh Chodesh. It was a technique. In those days, there was no Rabbi Sholimin Shlita, who was able to send out text messages to remind the Olam on WhatsApp that it's Rosh Chodesh, not to forget to say Yalav Yavoi. Don't forget that yesterday was 15. They didn't have tzaddikim that had access to technology to let the Velt know it was Tutsach in the Velt. That's why they had to come up with another technique that when they sang the Shira, they had to sing it very loud. Everyone should know that it's the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, and they did it Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos. But when it comes to the brick of the Korban of the Musafim, that's no one's business. That's private matters that take place in the Beis HaMikdash, and they know what's going on. And they were going to apply this Yisoid, Tadir, Vishayna Tadir, Tadir Kodem. What do you do exactly? Shoychet Musa Shabbos. The Omer Alein you say a Shira Shal Rosh Chodesh. Biram, but over here Hachal Musa Shabbos Musa Rosh Chodesh. What do you do? Musa Shabbos Koydim Al Shem Kol Atodim Echaveroi Koydim Eschaveroi. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is Todim comes first. It's not just the halach. It's a yisod in life. Don't, people, this kedima. Don't go krich to the hecher defenster. Focus on what's tadir, on what is common. That's the ikar. Don't go look for the meula. You have to do tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kaidim. Weiter. Next lach shkom ubikurim. So a person is makach shkom ubikurim. The Gemara says shkom kachu. The Gemara says we are learning the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says if a person is makdish, bikurim, okay, bikurim, the bikurim have no kedusha, because shtein the Torah, beis Hashem Elokecha, davka b'zman sheyesh bayis, but b'zman shein bayis, it's not going to get any kedusha. So frak the Gemara, what's the Gemara's kash over here? The Gemara's kash over here is, how could you say that there's no kedusha? Hashkolim kachu, but it's mashma that the shkolim do get kedusha. So therefore, what? No, the Gemara is making a statement. The enechnami when it comes to the bikurim, it has no kedusha, but the shkolim do get kedusha. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Eil loy kachu. He says no one gets kedusha. Why not? Why do they not get kedusha? Because I guess since there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's a given. There's no in order for the Chalois Kedusha, it's not explaining the Lamas.
He's not explaining the lundus. When it comes to the Bikurim, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. But when it comes to the Mafish Machs HaShekel for the Karbonis, the Gemara seems to imply that it does get Kedusha if a person goes and gives the Kedusha. But then the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says, Rabbi Shimon Eben Eilud Loi Kachu. And that's why the Minig Yisrael is that when you give Machs HaShekel, what do you say when you give Machs HaShekel? You're supposed to be very careful to say, Zeicher L'Machs HaShekel. Are you aware of that? When you gave your Machs HaShekel this year, did you say those words? Zeicher?
I did not.
You did not?
I didn't say anything.
No, you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, before you put the coins, you buy the coins. You can even buy it for a penny if you want. You take it for free. A shul is...
You lift it up.
You cut into the coins. And then you're supposed to say three words. Zeicher! L'machtes HaShekel. You're not supposed to say Machs HaShekel because it gives the mare that you're being makishit. And if you're being makish the coins, then the coins are going to be goldy ibud. It's not going to be able to be given to tzedakah. So you're supposed to say Zeicher, the word Zeicher. I think it even says it in the Ramah. Maybe it says it in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. All the priests can say, you're supposed to say Zeicher L'machtes HaShekel. Why? This Gemara right over here. Because according to one man, the Yomav, you go and your mamash, your makshir gets kedusha. On Pesach, you don't say Pesach zeh, you say matzah zu, and you say moror zu, but you don't say Pesach zeh. Why not? Because if you're going to say on the zroya Pesach zeh, it gives an appearance that you're being makdashit. Even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. Weiter, title in the Brayse, ger bizman hazeh. Tzach lo havi kinoi revius kesef. He has to bring a kinoi. In other words, what's over here? What is he doing over here? Kinoi? What's this kinoi for? Bezman hazeh. Okay, he has to bring kinoi revius kesef, which means that when a person becomes a ger, there was a ger that was murdered. You read the story in the news by his roommate. A ger tzedek was murdered recently. But over here, there's Allah. When a person becomes the ger, he's obligated to bring korbanos, sacrifices. So what do you do, Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What do you do? So the Gemara says that if a person becomes a convert today, he has an obligation to set aside money to be offered as a korban oila, and he'll bring two birds. He brings a cane, two birds as a korban oila, and the money will go be put away in safekeeping when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Then it'll be able, then the money will be ready to go. He's supposed to set aside the money. It's Sarich Lahavi Kinoi Revius Kesef. What's a Revius? A Revius over here means, what's a Revius? A Reva Dinar. 1/4 of a Dinar. What kind of Dinar? Gold or silver? I don't know, probably silver. Fine. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Bidla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he said no, b'nei hatakala. You know why? Because what's going to happen? The money is going to be put away in safekeeping, and then someone's going to loot the cash. Someone's going to break into the bezdin. They're going to break open the safe, and then take the money, and they're going to spend the money, and then the money is going to be that a sacred money is going to be in circulation. It's going to be designed for the Beis Hamikdash. Meila they misaki ben. You know what? Don't do any tithes. Keep the money for yourself. Don't be mafresh for later on. Mahu meyata kawas the kara the kaha kahod the tani in the kachin. Bizman hazeh, an object would not makish. B'loy ma'arichin. We don't. Bizman hazeh we not makish. Raise a midrash. Bizman hazeh we don't do arochin. B'loy ma'charim. We don't go give money as a donation to the kohanim. All these things have kedusha. B'loy ma'gbi into my smash. Bizman hazeh. We don't be makdim as ma'ishos. We make this oherech oherechim oegbia hakesus tisareif. So the rule is, when it comes to the kesus, if it's clothing, that's been burnt. If it's a behema te'oker, it has to prevent it from having children. So they should not have vlodos, vlad kachim. A ketzad noyel b'fenecha delos. What do you do to the animal? You go lock it up. And it dies by itself. And then money most yochel el melech. Vital. Let's say avar v'hikdish. Let's say the person was makdish. Money was manazeh. What's halacha? Min ma domar b'shimim. Shimim says Shabilla Rabbi Yochanan Zachary at the Kalach Ado Amrak, here we learn of Higdish Kachu. The fact is that it does get Kedusha. The fact that the Yerushalayim should not do it indicates that doing it works. So we don't want you to do it. That indication the person was makish the money has Kedusha. That's to be said, Liyama Melech. Rabbi Yudah Anato Dar, your boy Kremi, he asked the question before Biyasi. Ha ha. At over here, Omar, you said that Kachu, but ha at Omar, Loikachu, you have a stira. We have a stira, there are two different members in his name. In one place he says that the Makdish come and ask Kedusha, one place he says the Naka Kedusha. Amalit, we told him Talmud over there, the Kachu, we learned over there, Makdish and Makatila. Lefisha Mitzel Akir, Mishu Mechadasha. And therefore it's going to be a takala. But when it comes to hayishana he gezud dehait l'gavi hekdash achedim what's over the chikina shal ger ainet tsar chadashim can hit the shkodesh. So he's saying it's not a stira. When did I say that when it comes to machsa shekel you should not be makdish? Because you know why you should not be makdish? You know why you should not be makdish? Because in a year the money expires and it's anyway not fit for kachim. So therefore it's going to be a takala because you're not going to, from the initial rebuild, you're not going to be able to use it. But when it comes to a Geret Tzedek, when he converts, he'll be able to use it because you're allowed to go use old money to bring your karbanos. Last Gemara, the Gemara says, Yanichen, Shibon HaMigdash. Why not? So let him go, let the person who keep the money until the Migdash from the Migdash. Shemi Bon HaBayis Kabarishayna. Vititarim Tumel Mishkab Nachadosh, Vizman, Vyachim Nisan. But over here, all the kodesh is no problem. The Gemara is saying because those days we are afraid that the migdash from over here seems to be saying over here is we are afraid that the migdash will not be rebuilt immediately. It's not going to be built until chodesh Nisan, and then there's going to be a truma chadasha, and the money's not going to be ready. It's going to be old money. So therefore, the money's not going to be good. If you're going to be makdash right now, machsa shekel, and the migdash is not going to be built until next year, next Nissan, then the money that you said the son is not going to be fitting, it's going to be Yeshana, old money. So therefore, don't look for trouble. But when it comes to Geret Tzedek, when he brings a carbon, there's no halacha that he can't bring money, he can bring a carbon with old money. He can bring it with old money, there's no problem. Rav Hanuna, Rav Abba Bar Hava, B'Shem Rav Hilchak, B'Shem, that says that we're mevatel that a Geret Tzedek should not be makdish money. Because of a takala, because the money, Morgan, what was the takala? The takala we said by the Geret Tzedek, what's going to happen? I forgot what was the takala? He said the takala is the money will be lying around, someone's going to end up using it. All right. So Salik La Mesech the Shkalim Be'ezra Hamrachim Al Oim Lolim on those that are Oim Lolim, those that are mourning and wailing. It's a very unique siyam. This is the ganze drasha to make on this. When you Messiah Mesech and Bavli, what do you say? You say Hadron Allah Perik so and so and Mesech so and so Visalik La Mesech so and so. Here in the Yerushalmi is an Andre Nusach. This is Torah. It says, Solik lo mesech eshkolem. We ascend be'ezer hamerachim with the assistance of the merachim al imlolim, those that are wailing and mourning. Yeshakoyach. Tomorrow yoyma. Tomorrow is the big day. The yoyma rabba. The yoyma rabba. Tomorrow. Amen. Okay.